This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is a difference between making your business the best in the world and making it the best for the world. Recognizing that difference is what has earned the Grand Rapids-based Essence Restaurant Group a B Corp certification. This certification is what USDA organic is to milk or fair trade is to coffee. It means that your business goes the extra mile to tackle social and environmental problems. The Essence Restaurant Group has become the very first restaurant group in the country to earn this B Corp certification. Lauren Janicki is Director of Marketing and Sustainability for the Essence Restaurant Group and was very involved in winning this certification with us now. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
This designation goes to companies that show a commitment to sustainability and a positive social impact in your communities. Why was this certification important for the Essence Restaurant Group to earn?
It was important for us because being on the ground level of the local food system in Grand Rapids, we wanted to verify essentially the claims that we were making. We wanted to know that we were treating our employees the best that we could. We were being a good partner of the community. We wanted that to be verified. By a third-party verification, it's really giving us the credibility to say, not only are we saying that we're doing these things, we're actually doing them and putting policies in place to continue to improve as well.
Tell us who does the certification.
B-Lab is a nonprofit company out of Pennsylvania. B-Lab certifies B Corps by using an assessment that is really elaborate, 300 to 400 questions that measure and look at your governance, the implications of your environmental and social impact, and look at how you treat your employees as well.
Do they come in as outside examiners and go over everything as well? Or who says the way things are?
They usually will do an on-site visit for 1 in 10 businesses that attempt to be certified. That's mostly if a company scores extremely well. They want to come in and make sure that they're doing what they say they're doing. I actually had to provide verifiable documents, meetings that I've had with Representative Winnie Brinks, looking at Michigan energy policy, looking at, you know, the amount of Michigan product that we purchase. So I was having to give them evidence of the claims that I was making.
It was really stunning, as you say, going through and looking at this whole host of performance measurements that B-Labs applies, environment and workers and customers and community and governance, and then you got your score. A business needs to at least score 80. Essence got 89. You had to be really proud about that.
I was extremely excited. We had completed a quick impact assessment, which is a free, 20-minute long assessment, and we did really well on that. And I thought, okay, maybe we should do this full assessment and see how we do. And it was almost like when you're doing your taxes and you're seeing the number go up with a refund and you see your score keep going up. I'm like, yes, this is fantastic. But the part for me that I'm really excited about is that, yes, this benchmark has now been set. What do we do now? How are we holding ourselves accountable? Because our score needs to continue to increase. Now we have this benchmark, and I'm able to look at and identify some of these low-hanging fruit opportunities that don't require a major investment and make those changes, bump our score up a little bit, hopefully save some money in the short term, and use that on bigger, larger expansions and investments.
Give us an idea of what it really looks like on the ground level, the kinds of things that Essence is doing in its 3 and soon to be 4 restaurants that, that earned you such a strong score.
First, the products that we buy. Our teams are extremely sensitive to buying Michigan independently owned products, not only purchasing the products, but having a relationship with these farmers and artisans that exceed putting their name on our menu. In addition to that, you know, it's the staff who is really in charge of the composting and the recycling. I'm not in-house every day to look over and make sure that they're doing what they need to be doing, but with an educational system put in place and having our employees understand the value of recycling and composting, they've taken that to heart. And these are things that they do in their personal lives. So to be able to bring that into work, I mean, the majority of people who work for us are millennials, you know, working for a company that is making a difference means something to them. I think they're proud to be a part of that too. Of course, it's human nature to have a little bit resistance to change, but if I'm able to have them see value in the change that they're making, I'm hoping that they'll want to continue that. Ultimately, I want us to be busier, right? I want us to spread the message of B Corp and why it's important. I want us to be a good community partner and assist other organizations who are interested in learning more about it. But these are ultimately, you know, values that exist in the organization, but exist for a lot of us at a more personal level, too.
And what are some of the things that you've done for workers, for your workers, and for the community that help boost up your score?
Well, they look at benefits in terms of insurance, paid vacation time. Flexibility in the schedule is huge. So are employees allowed to take a hiatus and then come back? Maternity and paternity leave. We also look at how many of our employees live in low-income areas, which in the city of Grand Rapids tends to be over 80% of our employees live in low-income areas. And also, are we putting women in places of management? Are we putting the LGBT community at the forefront of our managers and who we're looking to promote? We really, really prefer hiring and promoting from within. So looking at that and having a policy that gives preferential treatment to those groups.
So they know they've got a path up. And
exactly.
And what about relationship with the community? Because I know that is really an important part of a B Corp certification.
Community engagement is extremely important. We wouldn't exist without the community that we live in. And I'm thankful and proud to say that we're a part of a community of almost 10 B Corps in West Michigan. Engaging with the community, we can do that on a volunteering level, but we can also do that on an educational level. And that's spreading the word about B Corp and why it's important to us and why it's important to other members of the community.
You're in a thin margin business. How can you do all of this and still make money, which you need to do to keep things going?
The value of triple bottom line has always been at the forefront of my boss, James Berg, you know, his mantra and the way that he runs his business.
And what does that mean?
Triple bottom line, social, environmental, and financial performance. You had mentioned that we're a business, so we're for profit. Mm-hmm. That is an important aspect of our business. The interesting thing about B Corp, it is a certification, and yes, it does cost money, but there are discounts, substantial discounts that we receive from being a B Corp from companies like Salesforce, Intuit, so QuickBooks. Those discounts alone cover the cost of the certification. You know, we do offer products that come from local producers, sometimes tend to be a little bit more expensive. Studies have shown that our guests are willing to pay a small supplement to know where their food is coming from.
Looking ahead, what do you hope this B Corp certification will mean for the restaurants in your group?
It holds us accountable. I'm looking forward to being able to set new goals and meet those goals. And now knowing that we have B-Lab, you know, looking over our shoulder, if you will, saying, you need to meet these benchmarks. And our assessment is completely public online. So it's not only them, it's the public and people who care about these issues that have access to that information. I would like to continue to get better as we grow. I think that that is giving us a complex but interesting future. You know, we have to look at how the fourth restaurant is going to play into this and make sure that we're following our principles and that we're still meeting the goals of the three restaurant group.
I'm wondering, when you think of that possibility of B Corp certification, do you think it could change the way restaurants imagine their business models?
I do. I think so. Especially in Grand Rapids, where the local restaurant scene tends to be on the forefront as opposed to larger chains. But, you know, people are interested in purchasing a product, food, materials, clothing that has a meaning and has a story. And ultimately, the story that we are trying to tell is the story of these farmers and artisans that we work with. The people that put their livelihoods into raising, whether it's animal products, whether it's produce or fruit. These are people that we genuinely care about and want to do well. And in turn, it's helping us do well.
All boats rise.
That's the third time I've heard that today, but you are exactly right. Exactly.
Lauren Janicki is the Director of Marketing and Sustainability for the Essence Restaurant Group, based in Grand Rapids. They operate Bistro Bella Vita, the Greenwell Gastro Pub, Grove, and there will be a fourth one to be coming. Lauren, congratulations to everyone on the certification.
Thank you very much. We're excited.